Although the Superior Police report, using information from the Wisconsin Army National Guard and the Veterans Administration, says Matthew Magis had PTSD, they couldn't say what the motive was for the double murder-suicide. But Doug Brown with the Vernon County Disabled Vets says many people assume PTSD is the cause. He says that can be a stigma returning war vets have to overcome.
Today, it's probably a little worse with modern technology. You know, if an incident would happen somewhere, just immediately national news in a heartbeat.
Minnesota Veterans Outreach Counselor Durbin Keeney says PTSD is a very real problem.
Some people call out at night. Some people think they're back in the war and when they're asleep. Some people don't sleep at all at night. It just depends. But remember, this is not everybody. And that's one of the things that needs to be stressed. Not everybody has these issues to deal with.
Knowing the symptoms of PTSD can help, Superior VA Outpatient Clinic returning veterans social worker Jeff Hall says that includes a short temper or withdrawing from friends and family.
It's huge for the public to understand what's going on, not to be afraid of them or whatnot. You know, to have somebody go over to combat zone and see and do the things that you do and then come back and act as if nothing happened, I mean, that would be abnormal.
Hall says the best advice is to offer acceptance and help.
It's one thing to say, hey, why don't you go over to the VA? It's another thing to say, hey, I got my car running, let's go together.
All three say it's important not to give up on returning vets. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.